portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
All right, everybody. Good evening. Ed Raymer with you. The Evan and Lee Raymer Show. I've got some guests with me tonight that you're going to know. And yes, if you see some different things here, I'm behind the board. Connor is assisting me. That's pretty good music. Where'd you get that? Oh, you Brian. Oh, well, it's not good for Brian. I've got two guests with me tonight, and you all know them. Ladies first, I've introduced to you her to you before. Always glad to have her here. Commissioner from District 1 in Laverne, Hope Oliver. How are you doing, hon?
I'm great. How are you?
Can't complain.
Good.
Cannot complain at all.
Good.
How's all the babies and all the grandbabies?
Everybody is great. My grandma heart is full. Uh-huh,
I noticed that. And how is Mr. Hope holding up?
Kevin is fine. He's fine. He's actually holding dinner for me. But, yeah, he's doing well.
That's great, Rob. What are we having?
Well, he grilled, so.
I grilled pork steak last night.
Yeah, he did some ribs and pork steak tonight.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. does he use a sauce on them?
He does a special sauce. He does.
A special sauce?
It is. Anybody who's had his barbecue, they know. I mean, we're from Memphis, so what else you expect?
Well, I know that. Yeah, okay, all right. Now, the guy sitting there beside you is with a different political party, and you all cannot get along, so that's the reason I put you together over there, so maybe we have some action.
Ironically, we had the same last name.
That's it.
We're cousins. My mate name is Mitchell.
Mitchell?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I told him, I said, maybe we're cousins somewhere.
That explains a lot. Mr. Rob Mitchell's here. He's your Rutherford County property. Here. Rob, welcome back.
Thanks, Ed.
And I'll tell you what, we're going to give you, I've got the authority here to give more than 5 minutes, if you don't mind, Madam Commissioner. I'm going to give him more than that tonight.
I want that on the board.
Yeah, has been cut free of all of the quote-unquote charges or whatever you want to have. It's all been a total waste of time. Well, not really. We've got to see who the people are that play this game. But anyway, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get with them. We're going to kick this thing off, if you don't mind. Okay, and Connor's got me running the board. So if we have some mess-ups, it's not his fault. It is mine. And for right now, my name is Evan Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
Is just a little rock and roll for you to kick you off on a Sunday night. And I am Ed Raymer. This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, and this show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach us tonight with your comments, ideas, questions, whatever it may be, at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Now, you can also send us a text, and Connor's here with me, and he'll take that as our producer, and we'll be able to read it over there. For those of you that may be a little bit too shy to come on with us, my guest tonight from the first district, our county commissioner, Miss Hope Oliver. Hello again, Hope. And Mr. Rob Mitchell, who's your county property assessor. Now, how do you find us? Of course, we all know you can find us on YouTube. Well, first of all, here at the radio. Okay. And for those of you youngsters who don't know what a radio is, if you look in the dash of your car, there is generally a rectangular-shaped device. And if you press on, You can turn it on, and you might even have sounds come out of there. You might have music or whatever the case might be. And that's either at 1450 AM, 100.5 FM, 101.9 FM, where we simulcast on. You can find us on YouTube Live under the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. You can find us on Facebook Live. Hope, do you live stream or anything? Rob, do you?
I do videos from time to time.
Yeah. Rob, you...
I think I did once.
Right. I think so. So you can find us, okay? Facebook Live and, of course, YouTube. And you can also download the WGNS app. Take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. Check out Jason Qualls with financial coaching. He's here every afternoon that the sports don't interfere with his broadcast. And he's got good guests, give you good solid advice, okay? And Angela Bingham, who just left with Simplicity, here every Sunday night, man, doing a great job feeding people and just doing what they're supposed to be doing. Now, I want to tell you about Once Upon a Page 2026. It's a book and story convention, local authors, narrators, vendors. It's going to be April the 18th and 19th at Smyrna Events Center down at 100 Sam Ridley Parkway. And our good friend at the Spine, he's going to be doing this, Lindsay Schultz. And this year's event is going to bring together a bunch of writers of all genres, fantasy, romance, to poetry, to children's literature. And it's a weekend packed with author signings, panel discussions, giveaways, and community fun. And you can get your tickets at thespinebookshop.com. That's thespinebookshop.com. Check that out. You will not regret it. And we are glad to have our guest here as we get started off. Hope, how you been doing?
Doing great. Doing well.
What's the latest you can tell us? What's the biggest catastrophe we're facing? It's got to be something.
I don't have a catastrophe to report. Revving up for a re-election. So,
right.
Yeah, I had a few events this past weekend. And, just getting started.
You went down to a spaghetti thing last night. Was that yes. Josh did at Laverne?
Mayor Jason Cole.
Mayor Jason Cole. I'm sorry, I said Josh. Mm-hmm. I meant Jason.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
He usually does it around election time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
good.
Several candidates were there and their teams.
Sure.
Not too many lay citizens were there, but I mean, okay. It was a decent event. I don't think it was as well attended as the one I went to in 22.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
okay.
It was a nice event. It was nice of him to
good
do
deal.
That.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Rob, congratulations, my friend. Well deserved. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there like
wake
Karen
up, Rob. I think Rob may be a little tired. Rob, go ahead.
Wake me up.
I'm telling you right now. Rob, and I ask Hope to be here, and I appreciate you both taking time to do it on a Sunday night, especially. I want
March
you real,
Madness, too.
March Madness, yeah.
Tennessee was playing when I left home.
Tennessee won, I think, didn't they?
Did they? I hadn't seen the final score.
We'll check and see. We will check and see, okay? They got down to 1 or 2 points there for a minute, and then, of course, Kentucky got beat. So, I mean, I'm sure I'll be reminded about that all week long, especially if Tennessee wins. Vanderbilt lost last night and nearly won.
Wow.
Did you see that? We got to see that boy play. I say boy, he's a young man. He played. Our son graciously gets me tickets for my birthday. We go down in February when Kentucky comes to town. That's generally a tough time to get a ticket. And he is phenomenal.
Absolutely.
That little boy is, I call him a little boy because
he looks he's 12.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And he, I hope I got to tell you, he is all over that court. Mm-hmm. He touches the ball just about twice on every possession. And last night, if that shot had went in, I'm going to tell you,
it spun in and came right back.
I know. Did you see the one he had? He had had another one earlier in the season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man.
Wow.
March. That's what you call it, March Madness.
That's why I call it March Madness. Absolutely. And I love every second of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't you know, I mean, with the little Tyler Tanner boy, I mean, if we could get that kid a date, I mean, can you imagine? I bet the girls are, I mean, you know, come on, man.
You're going to make me a dirty old auntie.
I don't mean to do that. I mean, you know. Rob, wake up over there.
I'm here.
But it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And Florida, of all things, and this is not a sports show, but Florida, of all things, a kid that's from Canada, mm-hmm. he is 7'9".
Mm-hmm.
The Abominable Snowman?
Wow.
He held the record for a while as the world's tallest teenager.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. He held the record for a while for world's tallest teenager. Kid is 7'9".
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's taller than him?
Well, right now, no one. I don't think anyone even in the NBA. I mean, this kid's approaching 8 foot tall.
I mean, you said he held the record. I mean, somebody broke it.
Well, no, he's not a teenager anymore.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he still holds the record for tallest teenager.
I guess he does. Well, okay. All right, Rob, you win the argument again.
Details,
poor
details.
Poor wife. Bless her heart. This is the reason we don't have Rob on very often. And Hope and her husband, we talk about ribs and pork steak and good stuff and sports. Okay. But he is. He's 7'9". I can't imagine. Can you imagine feeding that kid? I'm telling you. Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to go to our first series of breaks, and then we're going to talk when we come back. And Hope Oliver's with us. So your Rutherford County property assessor, proud to say, and still is, and going to be for the rest of him, as long as he wants to be, I guess. Anyway, and we're going to be back right after this. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, J. Mullins Jewelers, can't beat it.
All right, and we are back with you. Ed Raymer with the Evan Lee Raymer Show. Hope Oliver, we're here. And Rob, I want you to go in with the listeners, and we've got a bunch, believe it or not. I mean, we really do. We don't get that many calls because a lot of them, they want to listen. They want to know what's going on with you now. What happened with your case? And tell people, and you have more than 5 minutes.
Oh, well, I mean...
And Hope, you chime in if you feel you need to, because I know you will, but go ahead.
Of course, the office was put through 2 years of reviewing properties. At the end of those 2 years, we calculated up the material dollar change in actual corrections of what they deemed were incorrect. And it amounted to about $241,000 in additional property taxes. So that's about 0.3 cents on the tax levy. We have about a 300 and Commissioner Oliver will know better than me what the tax levy numbers are, but it's somewhere around $370 million. We have about $20 billion in assessed values currently.
$20 billion, you're talking about through the county.
Right, which means, what that means is for every cent on the tax rate, it will generate $2 million in property taxes. And so it takes a lot of mistakes to move a tax rate or have any impact on the tax levy. We knew that there weren't that many mistakes out. There's going to be mistakes.
Sure. You're dealing with trillions of digits. I mean, this is going to happen.
When you've got 135,000 parcels in the fastest growing county in Rutherford, in probably the Mid-South.
I'd say it's fair.
It's very difficult. Coupled with the fact that most of our people are new. We only have a handful, not even a handful, that have actually been through a reappraisal, which happens this year. So while you're training new hires and accounting for attrition, there are going to be things that get missed or things that are misunderstood. But by and large, we have been vindicated. There was not one in four that was incorrect.
Right.
I want to apologize on behalf of the Comptroller of the Treasury for the way he treated Commissioner Oliver in October, trying to be very dismissive of her very valid questions that he was unable to answer.
No, he couldn't answer those.
He could not answer, and his staff could not answer.
And they could not answer. It wasn't a thing of secrecy. He didn't know.
No, he didn't know, and they couldn't give a straight answer, because had they given a straight answer, they would have indicted themselves.
Sure. Of course.
You know, so there's a lot that's going on. We've got that behind us. We are now officially in compliance. We were never out of compliance, but now we're officially in compliance.
Sure.
So we're moving forward with the reappraisal that we should have been working on for the last 2 years, but we're now in a rush to get the reappraisal put together.
Sure.
Before April.
Let me ask you a big question. Now, you have a caller on the line. Caller will be right with you, okay? Just stay with us. Bear with us. I think I know who it is anyway. Bear with us, please. What does all this cost the taxpayers?
Well, it costs the taxpayer $235,000 to have the state come in and review properties.
You're talking about Mum Power?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all. I find it hard to believe that's all. Less than $250,000.
Well, if you come in with the cost of our office, I mean, you've got 2 years of our office being diverted from our primary task.
Sure.
So it's been several million dollars that the county has lost through all of this. Because we weren't able to focus on what we were supposed to be
doing.
Because we were reviewing the same properties that we had already reviewed, not once, not twice, but three times.
Right.
The same data set of 26,000 parcels that they want us to review. We did it three times, and we did it in 2 years. Plus doing everything else that we had to do to keep up with the mandatory reappraisal project. So it was excruciatingly disruptive to the operations of the office.
I know you and I talked over the last couple of years. Yeah,
It did tremendous damage to the reputation of the office, and it was a deliberate destruction, I believe, of the confidence that the general public had in the office's operations. How could you not think that something was wrong when the Comptroller of the Treasury is standing up there demanding, you know, just short of my public execution?
Sure. Exactly. And on top of that, having to fight with this lady in front of you here. We got a caller on the line. Caller, let's go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Bud Carmen.
Mr. Carmen.
Hello, yes.
This is Ed. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Ed, how are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you. Glad to hear your voice.
Thank you for calling. A pleasure to hear from you. Your friend, Mr. Mitchell's here.
Hey, Mr. Bud.
Hello, Mr. Rob Mitchell. This is Bud Carman. I'm calling to tell you I support you 110%, and I am very pleased that somebody finally saw the light. You've been in compliance from day one, and I congratulate you for the clean bill of health you have. The investigation turned out exactly like I figured it would. But I don't think the investigation is over, because the people who commissioned the investigation need to be investigated.
No. That's true.
Who commissioned that, Mr. Carman? Who would have done that?
Well, I think the story is that if the controller has reason to believe, or it's actually the Division of Property Assessment, so I'll stick with that level there. The director of the Division of Property Assessments, if he has reason to believe the assessor is not in compliance, then he reports it right up the ladder, right through the chain of command, one of which is the State Attorney General's office. So it is the State Attorney General who turned this thing over to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
Right.
Now, that's not a happy day when you hear that you're going to be investigated by the TBI. You duck your head and ask the Lord for all the help that he will give you. But they did conduct the investigation as it should have been done under law. And the good news is that Mr. Rob Mitchell is in compliance, and anything that's out there that is not exactly perfect is exactly what you would expect, the TBI said in their report. When you're looking at a mass appraisal program, and so now with all of the time we've lost, you know, this we got to just work double hard to get this thing finished up. And when I say we, my heart is with Mr. Rob Mitchell. I know what he's going through because I've been around assessment administration for a long time. I know what he's going through. I have myself supervised many reappraisal programs.
Sure. And I know you have. You've been at Bud, you've basically been in this all your life, right?
Well, in 1968, I received a call from the director of the Division of Property Assessments. That was Colonel C.N. Martin.
Right.
This was actually 1967. It was just before New Year's Day, and asked me, did I want to work for the Division of Property Assessments? He had heard that I had an interest, and he personally called me, and I said, yes, I do. I reported January 2nd of 1968, and I retired as director of the division August 21st, 1989.
Right. And you hold a valid, you hold a law degree, of course. You represented Mr. Mitchell in this situation.
Well, I represented him in a limited capacity in trying to communicate with the director of the Division of Property Assessments. And so I went up there and had a meeting, and I said, how many counties do we have in the state of Tennessee who is doing what you are suggesting that Mr. Mitchell do? Well, we don't know, he said. I replied, I said, it seems to me you need to know, because if you're going to audit somebody, you need to know what the prevailing practice is. And
sure,
they came back with the comment that just because somebody else is doing it wrong, that's no excuse for Mr. Mitchell doing it wrong. As it's turned out, that is very much subject to a lot of discussion. We have many, many people who disagree with the controller's decision ordering Mr. Mitchell to change classification of residential property to commercial. Many people disagree with that. I frankly believe that the Office of the Division of Property Assessments has been politicized. That is,
sure,
there was something going on in Rutherford County that I don't fully understand, but they weren't dealing with the merits of the situation. They were dealing with politics. and I do not believe there's any room in Property Assessment Administration for political considerations. We need to, it's a professional job Mr. Mitchell has to do.
Right.
And he'll do it fine if the state will just keep politics out of it.
Well, that's what we've said here in Rutherford County. Well, I say we, and I, several of us, many of us have said, and to keep the politicization out of it, I guess that's the right word. You know, I'm going to bring Hope Oliver on. As Hope, how did you read all this as a commissioner when this all started?
Well, I'm in my first term as a commissioner, so it's
sure.
It's new to me, and I'm learning.
Right.
And when the situation came up, I had questions, and I sought assistance from persons in the field, other assessors in other counties, you know, just trying to wrap my brain around it and look at what, you know, to make a determination what we were looking at.
Sure.
And that was even before the comptroller's report.
Sure.
But then when he reported and then I had questions that he couldn't answer, then a lot of red flags came up, you know, because to tell me you can't answer a question because you just finished this appointment, you just finished this report at 4 p.m. when we were notified in August or September that you wanted to be on the, I think August, that you wanted to be on the October agenda.
And he had just got the report that day.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
And so that didn't go together for me either.
It didn't me either.
And
he came running down here.
I was kind of taken aback, especially when my colleagues wanted to rush to judgment just based on the information, especially when he couldn't answer key questions. And so, again, I met with Mr. Mitchell. I went to his office.
Sure.
I had certain questions that I wanted to ask. And like I said, I investigated and spoke to other assessors in probably three other counties, maybe.
Okay.
And just trying to, like I said, get information and be able to make a decision.
You know? Because most of us as citizens, we don't deal with this every day.
As
Bud said, this is Rob and his people. This is their job.
Right. And so, I mean, I know Republicans are not all big on due process right now, but I just felt like I needed to do my due diligence to see as much as I could see, learn as much as I could learn to make an informed decision. And from what I was able to learn and assess, no pun intended, I felt like he would be absolved, you know, so I just kind of waited it out. And then the report, you know, report came. And so, yeah.
In a way, I want to ask you this, and if you don't want to answer, I understand. We're friends. I don't care. Do you feel it was much ado about nothing? In a way?
Well, when it comes to assessing, you know, our citizens, things of that nature, we need to do our due diligence.
Sure.
And so we need to make sure if there's any errors, whatever the case may be, that, you know, those are rectified. But at the same time, the whole dog and pony show that happened, I think we didn't need all of that.
Okay.
You know, you're going to call everybody across the county in for this show, but then when it comes, then the report comes that there's no wrongdoing or very limited, 0.06, then you don't want to talk about it. You want to move on.
No.
You want to even allow him to be able to come before the citizens and, you know, give his side of the story, defend himself, whatever the case you want to be. He was doing it on Facebook, of course, but I think he needed the opportunity to be able to come before the citizens, come before the commission.
At a
commission meeting, just like he was accused at a commission meeting.
Sure.
He should have been given the opportunity to give his side of the story.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
And so that was my position. I had someone come into my direct message on my Facebook page saying that I was unprofessional for asking for more than the 3 minutes, that I was unprofessional for chastising my colleagues for not, you know, giving him the opportunity, which I didn't agree with that. I mean, you gave the comptroller and the mayor opportunity to say what they had to say. Why not give him an opportunity?
Yeah, this is the man you're accusing. You know,
Why not? You know, so it wasn't, I don't think it was wrong to ask of that. I mean, sure. The commission has suspended rules on multiple occasions for persons to come before the commission.
Exactly.
So why not? Yeah. And especially as big and blown up this was. You know?
You're talking about 135 parcels of property.
You know, I think the citizens would do that.
Bud Carmen, your thoughts, please.
Yes. I think the term due diligence is most appropriate here. Regardless of the issue you're dealing with, there is a fundamental requirement that you check some things out, particularly before you write a letter. But Mr. Mitchell, bless his heart, received a letter from the controller dated September the 11th, 2025. Now, ask me how I remember that date. 91125. I remember the date. I remember the letter. It accused Rob Mitchell of improper assessment practices with absolutely no documentation whatsoever.
Right.
Now, the author
Nothing
of that
at all.
Letter sent a copy of that letter to every member of the county commission of Rutherford County. He sent a copy of that letter to every member of the county board of equalization. He sent a copy of that letter to every member of the state board of equalization, the state attorney general, the district attorney general. There was no question in my mind as soon as I saw it. This is an attempt to crucify a good man with no documentation whatsoever, no due diligence. Never, not one single time, was an effort made to interview people who were actually there in 1973, the first year that property was classified for tax purposes. There are two living souls who were in Property Assessment Administration in 1973 when the TCA 67-5-501 was passed as a statute, which was taken into consideration, Article 2, Section 28, which had been amended. Two people are still alive today who could have been consulted, who could have discussed, well, did this subject ever come up with Mr. Snodgrass,
mm-hmm.
who was controller of the treasury in 1973? Matter of fact, he was controller in 1971 when the Constitutional Convention met. I have in my hand right now,
okay.
A Journal and Proceedings, Constitutional Convention, State of Tennessee, 1971. This is a hardbound book. It's not in publication. You can't find it. But, of course, the legislators can find it. I don't know who all can find it, but it's certainly a copy in the Tennessee Library and Archives. But this book documents all of the deliberations of the Constitutional Convention. Back then, 1971, you had the same thing going on that you have going on today. It's not surprising. People are people, and you're going to have different persuasions. In 1971, the Real Property Committee recommended the language that you have in the Tennessee Code today.
Right.
It was never changed despite all of these efforts to do it. They wanted to classify residential property as residential, and that's the way it came out of the convention.
Bud, thank you so much. Anyone, Rob, anything else to add before I let Bud go?
I just wanted to say thank you, Bud, for all of your support. And you were one of the people that was alive that was there and could actually testify to what was said.
That's true.
Yeah, I was one. I was there when the Constitutional Convention met. I was director of the Division of Property Assessments that implemented the Constitutional Convention, but nobody felt it was important to ask me how we. Do you realize all of the 1970s, the whole decade, practically every year of the 1970s and the 1980s, single-family residential property was classified as residential property because the Tennessee Code said that residential property includes all real property that contains not more than one rental unit used for dwelling purposes. That catches them all. It catches single-family dwellings. It catches condominiums, townhouses. It catches everything that is a single-family residential property. should be classified as 25% and that's the way it was in the 1970s and 1980s. The law has not changed. What's okay. changed mm-hmm. is some people, and it's those people who need to be held accountable. I think we really, I tell you what, let me make a recommendation, and then I'll stop.
Okay.
I Hope. Think...
Go
I
ahead.
Think we
Go
need
ahead.
To have a GoFundMe, to reimburse Mr. Robb for his mental anguish. This is not fair. What's happened to him? I wouldn't have done it for $500,000. He has gone through pure agony with people under the direction of the Division of Property Assessments. Came into his office and insulted his intelligence, insulted his character. This was the meanest thing in the world, operating under a mandate, quote, to get him if you can. I'm sure that was the theme that was coming, because they operated with impunity. I feel pretty strongly about this, as you can tell. I'm just a citizen.
Yes, sir. No, that's fine.
I represented Rob in his communication with the Division of Property Assessments, but I am not his retained as his lawyer right now.
Okay. All right. I thank you very much for your opinion. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
man. And I respect it. I do. And I agree with it. You know, a GoFundMe for Rob, that'd be a pretty good deal. Hope you can set that up, can't you? You got nothing else to do in your spare time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
but
you.
Thank
having
you.
Me on.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bud
You're welcome.
Carman.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bud Carman and Franklin. He's in Franklin, right, Rob? He's in Franklin,
yep.
Franklin, Tennessee. Thank you, Bud, for taking time to do that. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to discuss this more and sort of digest this. We're going to go to right now our halfway point break, which we're a little past halfway, and let's do that. We'll go to our final break. You listen to the Evan Lee Raymer Show, and Rob Mitchell is here. Hope Oliver's here. Connor's on the board, and he's trying to teach me some stuff. I'm Ed Raymer. We'll be back with you right after this.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it.
Get the wet out. This is Soundbites, and I'm Alan Davidson. No matter how careful you are, someday it'll happen to you. You'll drop your phone in the water, and the thing is that it won't sound quite the same again, because once water gets into the speaker, well, that's not what the speaker is designed to deal with, is it? But good news. There's a tool created to get that water out. It's called Fix My Speaker. It's one of those apps you didn't know you needed until the day that you need it badly. It uses a coordinated blast of specific frequencies to break up the accumulated water and force it right out of the speaker and through the grill. Wipe it off and enjoy clean sound again, just like that. Get Fix My Speaker at fixmyspeakerz.com. With Soundbites, I'm Alan Davidson. For CBS News.
I'm Larry Magid with the Connect Safely Report. Until recently, it seemed as if every teenager wanted to be on social media. But that's starting to change. Not necessarily because of pressure from parents, but because teens are reconsidering how they're spending their time. At Connect Safely's Safer Internet Day event, California Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer Cahane talked about her own daughter.
I honestly think that we underestimate our youth. I mean, these companies are spending massive amount of money on social psychologists and scientists to try to outsmart your brains. And I will tell you, my 14-year-old doesn't want social media. But honestly, it's not because of me. She's chosen not to go on social media because she has seen what it can do.
Of course, there are still plenty of young people on social media, but we're starting to see a bit of a trend. With the Connect Safely Report, I'm Larry Magid for CBS News.
We are back with you, Ed Raymer for the Heavenly Raymer Show. Hope Oliver's here, Rob Mitchell. We've got everybody on camera. Okay, we're all here. Okay. And we've got a caller on the line. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to go ahead and put this caller on right now. Oh, caller, go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, how you doing? I just wanted to...
Is this Jeff? Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
I just want to tell... Mr. Mitchell, I'm sorry what happened to you. You shouldn't have.
No, thank you.
Heavenly knows and Hope knows and Moses Community knows what a good man you are. What a good job you do.
And we're lucky to have him, Jeff.
I appreciate
you
that.
Better believe, you better believe it. 100,000%. I'll grant you on that, yes. Very lucky to have him, Alan Farley, during our elections.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have a lot of people in this county. Mm-hmm. Not just Rob Mitchell, but I'm sorry how you were treated, Rob. You should never have been treated that way. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they should give you back about half of it, the money that was spent. They should give you a big check of $120,000. And they let you wipe on a long vacation when you retire. Well, what do you think about that? Would you like that?
He's grinning from ear to ear. I don't know if you can see him or not.
It'd be nice.
I wanted to ask you about is how is the I know you started this whole thing. I guess it's going really well. How is the chess program going?
It's doing well. I've got a couple of people that have signed up to actually play chess. We actually had a chess master by the name of Dr. Eric Moskow. When he saw a picture of Mike Sparks, Representative Sparks, sitting at my chess set in the office, he issued a challenge to Representative Sparks. He says, if Representative Sparks beats me, I will give $50,000 to the chess program in Rutherford County.
Mm-hmm. Did Sparks beat him?
I don't know if there's anybody in the county that could beat this gentleman or in the state. He sponsors chess tournaments with grandmasters and pays the prize money, puts the prize money up. His only stipulation is that he gets to play against them, and a lot of times he beats them.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Yeah. You know? Hope, do you get in on the chess? Do your kids play?
No,
I don't either. I played in high school.
I tried to learn. Yeah. I just didn't have the patience.
Well, you can't. It's a game of strategy. Rob, am I right?
My granddaughter is learning.
Oh, good.
And she's been trying to teach me. I mean, and she's got a pretty good grasp of it at 6 years old.
Oh, I don't doubt she does.
Seriously. Yeah. So she's kind of trying to.
No, these
teach
kids
grandma.
Are sharp. That's what I say about a new phone. I'm telling you, and Jeff knows this. I've told everybody. Will you get your new phone? Go find the nearest 6 year old in your community. They'll be glad to talk to you.
Get a new phone or get a laptop computer. Figure it out.
Jeff, did Tennessee win?
All you got to do is turn it on. Turn it on after you rest
up. I'm telling you, did Tennessee win?
Tennessee won, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tennessee won, okay.
Tennessee won, and Florida lost.
Wow.
Wow. They lost?
Lost by 1 point.
Wow.
Did you see Vanderbilt last night?
I know me and you watching tell you everybody turns it over. When you have 20 turnovers and you let a team shoot 65 wheels, they shot in the second half. I mean, they were thrown in for the parking lot. So, I mean, I'm not, I mean, as far as mad or that losing, I mean, you can't turn it over 20 times. That's where Tennessee plays next to Iowa State. So they ain't had their best player either. So I'm
going to say that. True.
And you know, I told people before, I told Emily is, that's all you can have, Rick Barnes. You can have all you want. Because you know what his nickname is. You know what his nickname is.
Who's that, Barnes?
Barnes. You know what it is. Rick Barnes, you know what it is.
What's his middle name? What's
Rick,
his
name? Regular season Rick.
Regular season Rick. He's hot during the regular season.
When he goes to Final Four and wins one, I almost say that. What I did want to tell folks, I hope your campaign goes well.
Thank you.
I know you are outspoken. And I know I've talked to Mr. Harris. I met him a couple of times, and he's talked about you and stuff. And I don't mind it at all. You should ask questions. Whatever questions you got, you should ask. You should get answers. As far as I'm concerned,
I appreciate that. Thank
you. Oh, she's got a lot of questions. Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. Like I told Ed tonight, you know, Hope already will have no opinion. You know that ain't gonna happen right there. That ain't gonna have no opinion. No better than that. I know. I never met you, but I know you too well.
Jeff,
keep doing what you're doing. I enjoy the show. Y'all have a great week, and I hope you. I hope you all have a great week and enjoy your show again as usual. And like I said, Rob, I'm sorry what happened to you, but I hope that people will give you another chance. I think they will, and y'all have a good week. I enjoy your show.
You have a good Thank week you. As well. Thank you
very much. Thank you, Jeff Neal, strong supporter of this show and this station, and I appreciate you. Thank you, Jeff. You know, where do we go next? Hope, what's going on with County Commission? What do you got going? Well, what's hot right now? What are we looking at?
It's budget season.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. We're getting into budget meetings and things of that nature. So,
right.
Yeah. And then Plan Rutherford. So we're having another public meeting with that.
Right.
And so those are two things that are pretty much kind of hot.
Rob, how do you feel about the Plan Rutherford? Can it work? Will it?
I'll be honest. I have not read Plan Rutherford.
You haven't? Okay.
I haven't. I probably should have, but I've been kind of focused on other things.
I can't imagine what. I mean.
But, you know, I mean.
Basically.
I mean, it's. I know that the biggest point of contention appears to have been over. In rural sections of the county,
sure.
Whether or not you can put one house per acre or two houses per acre.
Now,
is that right, Hope?
Commissioner Hope, is that right?
That is one of the issues, yeah.
That's
it's just a plan to kind of guide growth in the county, basically. And one of the issues is in the rural living areas.
Mm-hmm. And in all fairness, you've had a commissioners that have put a lot of time in on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and let's face it, we've got a tough situation. Rob, I want to point something at you that someone brought up on Facebook. We're always talking about this number four position as far as county size.
Mm-hmm.
We're chasing Hamilton County.
No, Hamilton County is chasing us.
We've passed them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have half the area for people to live in than what Hamilton County does. You see what I'm saying? Hamilton County, the area is much bigger than us.
Is it?
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I didn't know that. Let me put it this way.
I'll put it this way. Chattanooga is much bigger than what Murfreesboro is.
Yeah, the city of Chattanooga is larger.
Yeah. So we've got a thing where we're trying to put, we're going to have to go nowhere but up. We can't go out anymore. Do you see what I'm getting at? Hope, I think you do it. And Rob and I, well, I know you do. You deal with it every day. Because everywhere I go, there's a new apartment complex going up, and now there are three and sometimes four stories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
So the Plan Rutherford, you know, I understand something's got to be done. But putting two houses to an acre, first of all, you got to have the perk sites ready to handle it, because we're sitting on an acre and we've got a 3-bedroom house. So, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And an acre's not really that much ground when you, after you put a pretty good sized house on it and your garage and all that goes with it, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So what else is going on? Anything you can tell us about right now?
Just like I said, everyone's gearing up for election year. Just citizens need to know that it is an election year. We have a primary coming up in May, and general election in August and in November. So
now you're unopposed in your primary, right?
In my primary, I'm unopposed.
Right.
There are two Republicans that will primary on May 5th, and then I guess I'll know who I'm running against.
And your election will be in
August
6th,
which is a Thursday, which is a challenge because most people think elections are on Tuesdays. So it's kind of like they do that on purpose to limit people getting out. So my goal is to get people out, voter education, voter mobilization, get them to know when their dates are, where to vote, and to check their voter registration. I had a conversation with the Secretary of State, because there was this rumor, I don't know if it's a rumor or not, at any rate, it was out that people were being purged. So I called him specifically, had a conversation with him about how that takes place. And basically people are purged if they don't participate in the process. So
how
do you not get purged?
What is it, like two federal elections.
So you got to get out to vote. So you can't decide that you want to vote today and then 8 years later try to decide to vote and then be upset because you've been purged, you know.
Now, let me ask you something. It brings up a point, and you all may know this. If you have not voted in a federal election for a federal candidate, whoever it might be, and you still want to vote local, will you still be purged?
You can. If you're participating in elections, you're not being purged.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I asked. So what do they need to do? He said, participate in the process.
Right.
You know, every vote actually does count, especially at the local level, because there's no electoral college.
Oh, man, yeah, there is no electoral college.
It's one vote, one voice. So you need to get out and participate. One of the challenges I find being a Democrat candidate is Democrats feel like there's no need to vote. We don't have anybody to vote for, whatever the case may be. And that's just,
that's not true. No.
That's not true. We have 17 candidates, Democratic candidates, actually 18, running for county commission.
And we got good candidates.
For the 21
seats. There's
good
candidates
out there. And
there's
some good candidates out there.
Sure.
And you still need to participate in the process.
Sure.
You know, you need to make sure your voter information is updated. Make sure you know those dates. I always encourage early voting because no shenanigans are going to happen. They're going to happen on election day.
Can't you
They're
do this
They're not
going to
happen during early voting.
Can't you do this online?
Register to vote online?
I mean, you can check your
yes,
registration online.
Yes, you can
online.
Check your registration
online. You don't have to leave
online.
The comfort of your home.
You can check it online.
Right. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know how many people I've seen, and this is on...
And another good resource is the Election Commission. You spoke earlier, one of the callers spoke earlier about Alan Farley.
Alan does a great job.
I mean, runs a great election commission, and you can
That's
get
a
no-nonsense
place,
any
man.
Information that you need, whether it's checking your status, whether it's registering, seeing who the candidates are. You can do that through your election commission as well. So people need to get out. I feel like elections need to be handled the same way the census is. You need to get as much information out to let people know that elections are coming down the pike so they can be prepared, have a plan to participate in the process.
I will never forget. I hope I don't. I told her, Rob, when she was up here the first time I ever met her, I said, you can do this. You can win this election. I don't know if you believe me or not.
I was trembling and trusting.
Trembling and trusting. I said, go out there, you know, and just do it. Just do it. Because the people had not been presented with a choice in many,
exactly,
in many years,
exactly.
And still in many of our districts, that's the quandary everyone's in.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I saw you, you were at Champy's,
mm-hmm,
and ladies and gentlemen, this woman had a smile on her face a mile wide, and her husband has been chasing me with a cleaver ever since.
I told him about dinner. He said he's up for it.
He's up for it. Okay. Who's going to buy?
You.
No, we're taking Rob along. If somebody handles the money, I mean, now let me tip Beatty. Tip gets all the money. You know, we're going to be out of here in about 4 minutes. Thank you all both for doing this. Rob, thank you so much. And I know you sent me some messages through this whole thing. This thing, I want to tell you folks, this being an elected official sometimes is not all it's cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, you and your wife have been, y'all have been drugged through the mud, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And hope I know you get the write-offs and, you know, the sneers and all the, you know, all the jeers and all that stuff. And that's not the fun part of it, but it can be rewarding.
It can be rewarding. I appreciate citizens that support me. I appreciate citizens that call and email with their support, with their questions, things of that nature.
Sure.
And not just in District 1, just countywide.
Sure.
I appreciate the support that I get from citizens. And before we go, I want to do a couple of shout-outs, if you don't mind.
Please, no. Go right ahead, please.
Because I was talking about that it's an election season, so I want to shout out the League of Women Voters, who are really involved in voter engagement and making sure voters get good information. I want to shout out Angie Bingham and Simplicity Radio, because she's been doing some town halls as it relates to voter information. Rutherford County Democratic Party, Rutherford County Democratic Women have been doing candidate meet and greets. The D9 or the sororities and fraternities, Delta Sigma Theta.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alpha Phi Alpha, Alpha Very Kappa
active.
Alpha.
Very
They've
active.
Been doing candidate conversations, voter registration, candidate meet and greets and forums. I'm waiting to see what the NAACP is going to do. I know they're nonpartisan, but haven't heard anything that they're doing as far as voter education and voter registration. So I'm looking forward to what they're going to be doing. But I'm really excited about the various organizations that are out there putting in the work to make sure that voters are informed and that they have the proper information relative to the candidates and that they're mobilized to go to the polls.
We appreciate you.
And isn't she eloquent? I know she is eloquent. I'm so glad we're related.
You are. Hope's maiden name is Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Okay. And folks, Rob has been riding on that, hoping for some redeeming back. Bless his heart. Folks, let me tell you, you don't know what this man's been through. And this lady sitting next to him, she's underwent a little fire herself because you believed in him. And I know at that time, Rob, it means a lot to have people believe in you.
It really does. And the thing that my wife and I appreciate so much about Hope is she's willing to ask the questions that everyone else is afraid to not ask because it may appear impolite. It's not impolite to ask an honest question that your constituents need to know. Mm-hmm. And I got flack for defending that she spoke up for her constituents. That's what she was elected to do.
That's what she answered.
You know, and no one should be condemned for representing their constituents. And she's doing exactly what she was supposed to do. And she's giving them a voice, and that's important.
She sure is. Rob Mitchell, Hope Oliver, District 1, thank you.
I appreciate that.
And whatever you need, please let us know. Rob, congratulations. I may not made a big deal. I felt this was all much ado about nothing because I've had no complaints with your office. None at all. I didn't know what they were getting at. I'd never had we all got to pay property tax. It's part of it, you know? I mean, maybe we'll find out how this goes down the road. And I have a feeling you and I will be talking back and forth and opener, and I will too. Thank you all very much. Thank you both for being
here.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much. Connor, thank you for putting up with an old man here. And I'll tell you what, folks, till next Sunday night, Ed Raymer for the Evan Lee Raymer Show. Thanks for being with us, and I'll catch you down the road. Good night.